blessings in this house. They are the product of great revival in Modesto, California. They carry the fire of that thing with them in their ministry. And this morning, I'm just telling you what God has done in other places. He's able to do anywhere else with anybody else. And if it's going to happen with anybody, why not us? And if it's going to happen anywhere, why not here? And if it's going to happen sometime, why not now? In regard to your circumstance or your situation, right here, right now, God has an answer for you. Praise God. I'm excited about you being here. Brother Howard, I want you to come and I want you to take your liberty. And next time you come, I want you to bring your family. Won't you extend your hand toward him and pray the blessing of God on his life as he comes this morning?
Love you. Give the Lord some praise and magnify his name. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Like what I feel in the house. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, we'd like to direct your attention for just a few moments. Amen. To the book of Romans, chapter number 14. And we'll go to Acts, chapter number 8 first. I don't believe we'll be very long. Someone's going to receive the Holy Ghost today. Someone's going to receive a miracle today. I pray that you will pull it out of the heavens through the vehicle of preaching. Amen. It's amazing what the Lord does. There's a double anointing from the congregation and from heaven, and when those two meet, it's supernatural. I believe in the supernatural. I believe in the power and the supernatural gifts of God. I believe in miracles and healings, and not only in the house, but outside the house. I believe the perpetuation of what's going on right now will not only just happen in this service, but it's going to happen around your neighborhood, on your job, in restaurants. You can pray for people. You're going to give testimonies that, Pastor, sorry, we weren't in service, but these people received the Holy Ghost in the parking lot. Pastor, we don't know what happened. These people received the Holy Ghost in the Walmart. I've seen it. I've done it. Done it. Amen. And so if we as preachers can somehow motivate the saints to get it out of the house, that's what we are trying to do. Get all this energy and all this faith and all this zeal outside these four walls into Birmingham, where you're not intimidated. You just start saying, I believe someone's going to get the Holy Ghost today on my job. Hot dog. Amen. For those that are Portuguese, that's Zuka. Amen. Brother Dominguez, missionary, when he'd get excited, he'd say, Zuka. We asked him, what's that mean? He says, hot dog. Amen. I feel a hot dog spirit in there. Amen. Acts chapter number 8. I always go here. Just seems like it's right today. Then, verse number 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, which is really interpreted Birmingham, preaching Christ unto them. And the people, everyone say, the people. Everyone say, the people. So there had to be someone to preach to, so you the people. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, you the people. And the people with one accord. Ah, there we go. We got to be in one accord right here. Amen. That doesn't mean Honda. That means what? Even though that's one of the first cars in the Bible. One accord here. And the people with one accord gave heed. They listened. Everyone say listened. But even more than that, they gave heed. That means they gave themselves over to what they were hearing. They actually just said yes. Everyone say yes. Amen. They gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many take with palsy, and those that were lame, amen, and were healed. Verse number 8, and there was great joy in the city. That's it. Hallelujah. Amen. Right then I felt like this spirit said, play ball. Amen. And there was great joy in the city. Great joy. Oh, this might get good. Romans chapter 14. We'll do number 16 and 17, just because 16 jumped out at me. Let not your good be spoken evil of, for the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You didn't hear me now. But the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but peace, righteousness, and joy. Here it is, in the Holy Ghost. I got to say it again until I get some of y'all just standing back there. But the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, I dropped out of high school with 2.5 credits. I'm sorry. I was in the smoking area during English and math. All right? I enjoyed going through high school. But I do understand one thing. That this peace and righteousness and joy has to come through, or there's a vehicle in which by it comes. It said, in the. So this stuff's coming in the Holy Ghost. That means if you're going to have it, you got to get it in the. So you today got to get in the. Turn to your neighbor and say, get in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Clap your hands today. I feel sloppy, messy church coming up. I feel splashing, jumping church today. By the help of the Lord, he wants to tell you or ask you or encourage you. Amen. I've got 3 titles for this today, so who cares? Amen. Amen. I guess we could start with, who took the joy out of my Jesus? And before you leave today, we want to put the joy back in your Jesus. And the third one is, don't take the joy out of my Jesus. So whoever you are today, amen, the application applies. Who took the joy out of your Jesus? Don't take the joy out of my Jesus. And we're going to make sure we put the joy back in your Jesus. Clap hands with your neighbor and tell him, get ready, because joy is coming to your Jesus. I said, joy is coming to your Jesus. I said, joy is coming to you, Jesus. How many loves Jesus? Oh, yeah. How many's got Jesus? Oh, yeah. But you got joy in you, Jesus. That's what I wanted, son. Clap your hands as you're being seated. And musicians and singers, don't go too far today, because I feel like there's some joy in the house here. Now, let me just start with this chapter number 8. Of the book of Acts. Philip went down preaching to the city of Samaria. The city of Samaria had a good thing going on. It's no doubt in my mind that some of you have a good thing going on. The city of Samaria had a good thing going on. They even had a man by the name of Simon the Sorcerer that had control of the city that made sure they had some things going on. Because they would go to that man and they'd say, we need this and that. And he'd make sure somehow by his magic or his potion or whatever it is that they would get happy, amen, in their city. But when they came preaching Jesus and the Holy Ghost, amen, something got a hold of that city. They were happy. They had their thing going on, but they were not satisfied with what they had. I am here to preach to somebody today. You've got some things going on in your life, but you're not happy with everything that you got. Oh yeah, you got it together and everything's feeling good, but you're really not where you really want to be. There's just something missing in your life. You go through the motions and everything looks good on the outside, but when you lay your head on your pillow, you ask yourself, what is really that is missing in my life? I am going to preach to you today. It's time for you to get the joy in your Jesus. Amen. I am preaching to people today that have tried to find themselves happy, amen, with the things of this world. I agree with you today that there is pleasure in things in the world. Whatever it is that you can find your little hands to do and your little ears to listen to and your eyes to see, there is some type of pleasure and good that comes out of that. But there's really not that thing that the Bible calls joy, amen, that the world can't give it to you and the world can't take it away. Ask yourself the question today, why are these people today jumping and leaping and running in this church house? I'll tell you why. It's not because of the car that they have, the clothes they wear, or the house they live in, or their bank account. They got a hold of something, amen, that a bottle didn't give it to them, a crack pipe didn't give it to them. They got joy in their Jesus. Philip went down preaching about this Holy Ghost and what this Holy Ghost can do. I appreciate the religious world and the concepts of Christianity that teaches us to be good people and do unto your neighbors as you would have them do unto you. But that does not bring you the joy and the contentment of really what Jesus intended you to have. What Jesus intended you to have, amen, was the joy of the Holy Ghost. You're not listening to me right now. I'm talking about the joy that starts at the top of your head and goes through your spirit and all of a sudden leaps into your feet and you say, my God, I feel something inside of me that I didn't take a pill. I didn't drink it out of a glass. Something is happening. Jesus said it's like a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. Musicians and singers, would you come? Amen. Let me share a few things with you. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. The Bible says that when they began to go to battle, the warriors would go out not with swords and spears, but with tambourines and instruments and begin to praise God. You know why you feel something in this house? There's joy in this house. Come on, church. Don't make me preach to you. There's joy in this house. And somebody is looking for joy. I am sad to say that even people that put smiles on their faces, amen, and on the outside, it seems like it's all good, but on the inside, there's a raging storm that they're saying, if I could just find some peace, if I can just find something that can make me happy, the only way you're going to be happy is the joy of the Holy Ghost.
Let me read to you one more thing. Amen. In Psalms 51 and 2, it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I am preaching to people that have been disillusioned with religion and preachers and churches. And they walked out because they had no more joy. Something robbed their joy from them. I am preaching against the enemy today that lets you know right now that the devil stole your joy. The devil stole everything from you. But today, God wants to restore. God wants to restore salvation. He wants to put the jump back in your Jesus. He wants to put the hand clapping back in your Jesus. He wants to put the shout back in your Jesus. Some of you don't hear what I'm saying today. Amen. When you come in contact with salvation, come on, singers. When you really come in contact, amen, with the power of the Holy Ghost, not a sermon, not accepting the Lord, not just going to church, but when the Spirit of God comes on you, something begins to move inside of you. Hey, wait a minute. Something's happening to my spirit. Let me remind you that while Peter and John were going up to the temple to pray, you've come to the church today to pray. You've walked into this house today because you know Jesus is around this place. You know people are here and you've been invited. Amen. Peter and John was going to church early in the morning, but they seen a lame man laying at the gate. The Bible says he looked onto them expecting. Reggie picked me up today and he said, I got an expectation. Amen. In my spirit, I am telling you, there's got to be an atmosphere of expectation right now. Saints of God, raise your hands in the air and get ready. Amen. Have an expectation for what God is about to do. No, I don't feel that. I don't feel your expectation. Come on. I want to feel some expectation. I want to feel like somebody said, I want it. I got to have it. I'm not happy. I got to have it. Come on. Does anybody really want it? Amen. You scratch that ticket off with expectation to win the lottery. Amen. But I'm going beyond just what money can buy. I'm going beyond, amen, the things of this world that make you happy. I'm talking about something inside of you that brings you joy everlasting. The Bible says that the lame man at the gate looked at him and said, expecting alms. Just give me something in life that'll just get me through another day. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right now. Just let me make it through another day. Let me make another deal. Let me make another step towards happiness. Expecting in life that it's going to satisfy you. But I'm telling you, as Peter and John said, silver and gold. Listen to me. Money can supply, but money can't give you the joy. The church ain't with me right now. Come on, church. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. You could have $1 million in the bank and still be miserable. Amen. You could have a bank full of money and a car and a house, but it's still ain't. Talk to the movie stars. Talk to the celebrities. That's why Paris Hilton is in a jailhouse today. That's why, oh, come on now. They're not happy. I'll tell you, the only way you're ever going to find joy is in the Holy Ghost. Now, you didn't hear me. Jesus made it that way. You can go and go out there and party. Amen. But you're not going to have the joy that's eternal that only God can give. I know what it's like to get that bass on the end of that pole. I know what it's like to see that bow shot, amen, and take that deer down. I know what it's like to polish that bass boat, amen, or polish that car. But that's temporal. That's meaningless when you talk about the eternal of your soul. I'm talking about something when you wake up in the morning, I've got joy. When you go through the day, I've got joy. When you lay your head on your pillow, I've got joy. Everything's gonna be all right. Here's where the joy came. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. I wish to God I could give everybody in this place just a little bit of what I have. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, and now I see. And I've got to tell somebody, the Holy Ghost did it for me. The Holy Ghost did it for me. Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. I can't give you money. Money can't buy me love. Amen. I can't give you cars. I can't give you golden streets. Amen. And gated communities. But I tell you what I can give you. I can give you a message of hope and deliverance and a real Jesus that'll put joy back in your step. Not just a sermon, not just a good little message, not just a good little thing that's going to make you feel good, amen, accepting the Lord as your Savior, but something got a hold of us when we got the Holy Ghost. Amen. So in just the next few moments, amen, we're going to pray the Holy Ghost fall in this place. I'm about to get drunk on the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is going to come in this place right now. I said, Holy Ghost is coming in this place right now. Holy Ghost. Joy. Do I got to take it how much farther? I feel like sliding the family stone. I want to take you higher. Let me put it in the saints' ears. Amen. Let me say it like this. Amen. For the angels, rejoice. Rejoice over one sinner that repenteth. Do you understand what's about to happen in here? Angels are about to get happy. Angels are about to get happy. Angels are about to say, my God, he did it again. He did it again. I know without a shadow of doubt that there's angels in this place. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Amen. The Bible says that angels are tuned in right now for the desire to see somebody receive the Holy Ghost. That's how powerful the Holy Ghost is. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink. So I've got to be seeking the kingdom of God. But it's not in communion. It's not in religion. It's in an experience called the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Spirit of God. Spirit of Christ. Eternal Spirit. It's all synonymous. It means the same thing. Amen. What we are preaching and propagating today is somebody is about ready to receive the greatest joy that they've ever experienced in their life. Here's where it's at. And while the lame man fixed his eyes, amen, on Peter and John, expecting to receive silver or gold, he said, I don't got it. All that I have, give I unto thee in the name. Everyone say, in the name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I don't know about you, but I want that man to rise up and walk. I want. Where's your expectation? Where's your expectation? I want that walker to be thrown down on the ground. I want that oxygen mask to be pulled off your face. You don't understand. Brother Joe was right about here in the middle aisle walking with a cane. The doctor said, you're not going to walk. You're going to be crippled up. But in the name of Jesus, Brother Joe stepped out in the aisle. We told him, throw your cane down. Brother Joe, he threw his cane down. He grabbed the sides of the pew. We said, Brother Joe, let go of the pew. Somebody, let go of the thing that you're holding on to. Jesus is going to stabilize you. Jesus is going to take care of it. Brother Joe, let go of that pew and started walking down that pew. And the doctor said he'd never do it. And Joe was walking towards the front. And before you knew it, Joe started walking faster and faster. We said, Brother Joe, take a lap. Brother Joe started running. Brother Joe started leaping. Brother Joe... Is this what this church wants? Is this what this church is looking for? Miracles, signs. Travis and Shelley, amen, doing crack. Amen. Walked into the house of God to get their neighbor off their back. There she was, 6 months pregnant. The doctor said, your baby, amen, will be deformed. Your baby, amen, the spinal cord is severed from the rest of its body. That baby is going to be messed up. But Shelley and Travis stood right in the front, raised their hands, received the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. I wish someone would rejoice with me. Was baptized in Jesus' name. When Sister Howard went to the doctor, they took the x-rays, shoved them on the light in the box, and said, this is what the baby had. But we don't understand. This, we don't understand. This, we don't understand. I was there on the outside of the door when I heard the baby cry. The baby was in the area with the nurses for an extra 25 minutes, moving, shaking, poking. The nurses said, doctor, we've done everything we can. We've taken the x-rays. The baby is perfect. The baby is... Does somebody need a miracle today? Does somebody need a miracle? Sister Vicky had deterioration of her back. Amen. Her back had been ailing her ever since she was a teenager. She played that piano the best she could. Amen. But I seen Sister Vicky as she came down that aisle. Amen. She said, Pastor Howard, I've got to have a touch of God. I remember when we laid hands on her. Amen. She threw her hands in the air. Tears began to stream down her face in pain. And then we told her, bend over, Vicky. Bend over, Vicky. Slowly bend over, Vicky. Bend over, Vicky. And then she touched her toes. She came back up. She says, wait. She bent down again. She touched her toes. She bent down again. She touched her toes. She started worshiping Jesus. Jesus. If not now, when? If not now, when? Lame man expecting something. Shall we all stand? The lame man expecting something. One of the keys, amen, to your miracle. One of the keys, amen, to God doing something in your life. One of the keys, amen, for your life being turned around is the expectation of, this is why I came to this house. This is why I came. Because I'm expecting when I walk out that door, something's going to change. I've walked in the church house too many times, amen, and nothing happened. Amen. My life, everything that's happened in my life, amen, has brought me to this point. And you've been stripped of your joy. You've been stripped of peace and happiness. And you always think it's going to be that way. Come on, church, I feel compassion right now. It's always going to be this way. It's always just going to be the pain and the sorrow and the hurt. And I can never forget what's happened. But that's why I said, I'll restore your joy. I'll bring it back to you. Amen. That's why the angels rejoice. Joy. What are they rejoicing about? Because joy was taken away from humanity as they walked with God in the garden. And Satan has come and destroyed like a thief and stole the joy away from us. And so now we go through life and he gives us superficial joys that tries to keep us. And we try that for a while, and we try this for a while, and we keep going from fad to fad, relationship to relationship, and things, amen, because the devil knows that the only peace and joy and happiness you'll ever have is when you really get the joy of Jesus. But as long as I can keep you away from it, I can keep you satisfied with these pleasures and these thrills for just a little while. But it's like the roller coaster ride of life. It only lasts about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then it's gone. And you stand on the outside saying, well, maybe I should go again. And you get on that ride again. And you get on that ride again. And you get on that ride again. And before you know it, the thrill is gone, B.B. King said. And life doesn't give you the thrill anymore. So it starts out with cigarettes and it goes to pot. And before you know it, it's pills. And before you know it, it's crack and coke and everything like this. And you go, you run there and you run to and fro. Amen. But you still don't have the joy. And you start to golf and you start to hunt and you start to do this and you start to accumulate money and you start to buy the toys and the boats and the motorcycles and the four-wheel drives and everything. But they sit in the garage. Amen. And when you're not doing them, when you're not doing them, they just sit there. And so all of a sudden you say, I need a vacation. I need a weekend. I need to get away. We need to go someplace. That's why they created Disneyland. That's why they created Hollywood. Amen. Because you got to get away. You got to get away to find some joy. I didn't have to go to Disneyland today. I didn't have to go to Hollywood. I'm not at the racetrack at NASCAR. I'm not at the football game today. I am not doing. I like this word. When the lame man reached for Peter and John's hand, the Bible says he came up leaping and praising God. That word leaping, amen, is a conjunction of jumping. Amen. H-A-L-L-A-M-A-H-E-E. Amen. Hal Lam Ahi, which actually means jumping for joy. Watch me now. The layman came up out off the ground with expectation. Amen. And when he was in the process of coming up, some of you are in the process of coming up. Amen. And we're going to pull you the rest of the way. The congregation is about to help pull you the rest of the way. He came up amen, expecting something. We're not sure what was going to happen. As he's coming up, amen, a process began to take place inside of his spirit. And as he was coming up, amen, expecting alms, something better came to him. And when he came forward, he felt something. Amen. He began, as he was making his way forward, he began to feel something. And he began to jump for joy. Jump for joy. Jump for joy. I was watching the song. I seen it up on the screen. All of a sudden, the singer started to break into this jump for joy. What's that song? What was she singing? What was it? I'm still jumping. Oh, my God. Are you still jumping? Do you still got your joy? Is there Jesus in your joy? Is there jump in your Jesus? Just for the next few minutes here, I want to create an atmosphere, not by hype, not by might, nor by power, but I want us to move into, amen, a spirit of expectation. Because in just a few minutes, people are going to come down to this altar and have a miracle. Come on, church. Get in this chariot and ride. Somebody is going to get the Holy Ghost. And while we are in the process of telling Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, something is going to move. Am I going to make you jump? No. Am I going to make you run? No. Am I going to make you do the herky-jerky turkey? Uh-uh. All I'm asking you, amen, is to show Jesus how much, amen, you are so happy. I want you to show Jesus how glad you are because you sowed in tears, but joy is coming in the morning. Amen. Restoration, amen, is coming. Joy is going to strengthen this house. Joy is going to be from wall to wall. Somebody is going to start feeling. Would you stand with me? Would you close your eyes? Hallelujah. I'm talking to you, visitors. I'm talking to you, saints. I'm talking to people that don't have joy. I'm talking to people that are trying to find themselves. Amen. And they can't find it. But I am praying right now that in the next few minutes, amen, somebody, somebody is going to tap in, amen, to the joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus, I'm praying right now. I'm getting out of the way. I'm asking that you move in the next few minutes, Jesus. Amen. I pray that the saints of God will respond with an expectation and spontaneously. Saints, one over there and one over there, amen, will move out of the flesh, and all of a sudden something, amen, come on, church, amen, spontaneously, someone starts to tap in, spontaneously, amen, spontaneously, in the back row, spontaneously, on the side, you're waiting for me, you're not waiting for me, amen, spontaneously, something begins to spark, some fire begins to move in somebody. Somebody begins to say, I feel it. I'm going after it. I feel I'm looking for something. You're waiting on the preacher, you're not waiting on me. Somebody is going to get in the Holy Ghost. Somebody is going to start feeling it way down deep. Someone's going to be led of the Holy Ghost. Someone's going to move in the gifts. Someone's going to be healed. Someone's going to receive it. Someone's about to grab somebody's hand. Somebody's about to say, it's me. It's me. I'm not walking out of here without it. Sando yo lo 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 morianda la 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 mahasata ya la la makaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. One mind and one accord with one. Accord, they gave heed. This is what I want you to do. I keep seeing a number in my head. Ma'am, right here. Has she ever received the Holy Ghost before? Has she ever received the Holy Ghost before? Yes. I was watching you today as you came up. You were a little apprehensive of getting in a circle and jumping, weren't you? Weren't you? Tell the truth. I'm not embarrassing you. I don't want you to be apprehensive about anything in your life. Don't be apprehensive anymore. Whatever you've been praying for, and you haven't been sure what to do, don't be apprehensive no more. I want you to come here. I'm tapped into her right now. I'm a gentleman, okay? I promise you. I would never embarrass you. But you've been apprehensive and not sure. Church, I don't want you to clock out right now, but God's going to start moving in this service right now. You know what's going to happen to you? There's going to be a liberty that comes to you. And that husband is going to feel that liberty and that freedom around you. And the things that hold him and bind him that you think can't be broken, and you're apprehensive to untie them, you know what's going to untie them? Your joy. Your joy. Your joy. Now hold on, church. Don't you clock out yet. Grab someone by the hand. Hold on. If you need... She's praying for the Holy Ghost right now. If you do not have the Holy Ghost, I'm going to pray for this lady. If you do not have the Holy Ghost, stay clocked in. And we want you to receive the Holy Ghost. We want you to come stand. Move back just a little bit. Move back. If you don't have, who doesn't have the Holy Ghost over here? Amen. Who does not have the Holy Ghost over here? Bring her up here. Bring her up here. Ma'am, do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Are you happy? Could you use some joy? Come here. I see it all over your face. Stand right here. Anybody got any expectation? Come on, sister, stand right there. Stand right over here. Has anybody got some compassion here? Who doesn't have the Holy Ghost here? Everybody got the Holy Ghost? Y'all got the Holy Ghost up here? Y'all got it down in here? Y'all got it down in there? Do y'all got it up in here? Y'all got it down here? Right here. Who doesn't have the Holy Ghost over here? Over here. I'm looking. What about this folks right here? You got the Holy Ghost? Come on. Come on. Y'all got the Holy Ghost? Y'all got it? Come on up. Come on. Come on. Come on, Wilma. Come on up here. Come on. Come on. Come stand right here. Stand in this line. Come on. They got the tambourines and everything. Everybody got the Holy Ghost over here? Espíritu Santo, aleluya. Espíritu Santo. Come stand over here, boy. Come on, kids. I'm looking for folks that need the Holy Ghost first. And then I'm going to start talking to folks that need joy. Because there's a lot of folks that got Jesus, but they don't have the joy in their Jesus. Who else? Ask somebody. Here she comes. Come on. That's right. They're coming. Don't get nervous. See, you thought you'd be by yourself, huh? You'd be surprised how many people out there don't have joy, but they look like Christians. Everybody's over here got the Holy Ghost. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. Should I tap into that lady on the back row there? Next to you. I know, but I'm asking her if she wants some joy. I'd like to pray for her. She got joy? She needs it. Tell her I'm talking to her right now. I don't know who you are, but I sure would like to see you be blessed. Come on down. Come on down. She's going to sit in a chair right here, too. Unloose me one of them chairs. Put a chair right here. Is this all right, church, or are you done clocked out to go to the restaurant? Set it right there. Here we go. Come on. Don't be embarrassed. I don't even know who this lady is. Sit down here. Ah, someone stole your joy. Go ahead, sit down. Someone stole your joy. Oh, my God. Hold on now. Now, you real spiritual people, you got all the joy you want, right? Good. You know what that means then? You're the ones that are going to be jumping. Let me tell you what I shared with this lady. Don't clock out here. It's not even 15 to 12 yet. You know what happens? Joy comes in. They receive the word of God with joy. But as soon as they walk out of the house, the devil or temptation comes and takes it away. And this is what this young lady was saying to me. But will it stay? That's the question. Will it stay? Do you have enough joy in your Jesus that it stays with you all the time? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy. Trace the word out, goodness. It connects with being happy or joy. Even in the presence of my trial and my enemies, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to worship. I'm going to worship. That's why I'm telling you to rejoice in front of your husband. Magnify God and don't be afraid. Let him see the glow on you. When you walk in, he'll say, my God, I married an angel. She's glowing. I know he's all bowed up. I know he's and you're walking around on eggshells and you don't know what to do. Boldness comes with that joy. Boldness comes with worship. You don't be afraid anymore. You start saying, you know what? I'm going to start living my life with my Jesus. You're not going to lose your husband. Don't you worry. You're worried about losing your husband. You're not going to lose him. You're going to save him. Sarah saved Abraham. Your husband's coming in, girl. And the more he fights, joy is coming to your house. Rest. Restoration of your marriage is coming. I don't know nothing about you. Hear me? Something's moving right there. I keep wanting to come over here and pray these kids through, and something's going to leap out of you. It gets all over him. You're sitting there like, yeah, but are you sure? Sure, I'm sure. All right. And who needs the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand. Oh, you need the Holy Ghost? Huh? You're going to get it. You want the Holy Ghost? Huh? You embarrassed? Don't be. Look at me. Come here, Whitney Houston. Come here. Look at me. You're running out of hands.
You.
the Holy Ghost. Are you clocking out on me, church? Hold on. You spoke in tongues before? Never have? My God. You're going to be singing in the choir with fire. You got to Jesus, but the joy is going to do it. And don't worry about your kids. When I lay my hands on you, you're going to start speaking in tongues. All right? Are you ready for it? Speaking in tongues, just like the doctor ordered. You see, as sure as she never received the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, God's going to give you that restoration. Here's another one. Now what I'm trying to show you is joy. Hey angels, what you doing up there, baby?
I'm still standing.
Here's another young boy talking in tongues. Oh, this is your boy? What are you jumping for? Looks like you got some joy. Yeah. Restoration's coming. John is coming to Jesus. John is coming to Jesus. It's breaking right now. Rejoice, mama. Joy is coming to your house. Joy is coming to your house. Hold on. Isn't that beautiful when people are speaking in tongues? Yeah, there it is. Yalama Sataya.
I'm still standing.
restoration, somebody. Somebody, Sabaha. Restoration is here. I'm gonna have victory. Right now, she's gonna make it. Give her that joy. Come here, boy. You want it? Ain't got time. If you want it, I'll pray for you. This woman, God, restore her thinking, restore her spirit, restore her life. The devil took her joy out of her Jesus. Right now, put the joy back in her salvation. She's got to be saved. She's got to be saved, God. Restore her thinking. Restore her mind. Restore her mind, God. Somebody leap for joy. Somebody leap for joy. Somebody leap for joy. Somebody leap for joy. Somebody rejoice. Gonna get baptized.
I'm still standing. I'm still standing.
Wait a minute. We're not done yet. We're not done. We're not. You been baptized yet? All right. Now, wait a minute, church. This ain't over. You don't understand what's going on here. Signs of restoration. Signs of people getting the Holy Ghost. Miracles that are going to happen outside this church house. Signs of people breaking spirits of depression. I want this church to understand, when joy comes from one side of this building to the other, something is going to break into this city and break out through this church. One accord in one mind. When this begins to happen, amen, this church will be revolutionized. Amen. But the joy, now I'm not talking about just your worship. I'm talking about the joy of salvation. Salvation catapults you into evangelism. I want you to raise your hands right now. And I'm praying right now, let the joy of salvation come on these people, where it ignites them to evangelize. These people that are receiving the Holy Ghost, it's easy. But the world needs to see your joy. The world needs to see the joy of your salvation. Somebody begin to rejoice, because today is a day for salvation.
Great.